It's a very special Friday afternoon because for once, it's Critter of the Week time, and the Critter of the Week star, Doc's Threatened Species Ambassador Nicola Tookey, is sitting right in front of me in the Auckland studio. Hello.
Hello.
Usually I'm talking to you on a dodgy Waitaki Skype connection.
I know. It's, I always find it a little odd being able to see you when I'm talking to you.
Yeah, it's quite off-putting, isn't it?
Yeah, let's just, I'll close my eyes. We'll be fine.
Now, you are in Auckland because, like me, you're at Auckland's Festival tomorrow.
Yes.
You're on the project with me tonight.
Yes.
With a special guest.
Yes.
Are we giving that away? I suppose so. You've got a Tuatara you're bringing on.
I am.
Very, very exciting. A chance to see you live, Tuatara. And it's also a special occasion because over the last few weeks we've been asking listeners to send in knitted critters, native species that they have created out of wool. Knitter Critter is the name of the competition. And, well, what did you expect when we opened this competition?
Look, to be honest, I expected maybe a dozen.
Same.
You know, maybe like some lovely auntie somewhere knitted a jersey with something nice on it. But having walked into the office today and seen the boxes and boxes and bags and boxes of knitted critters, mind blown.
Also in studio with us is Threatened Species Ambassador Erica Wilkinson. Hello there.
Hi.
She's helping us to sort through. She does some great work each week researching some of these critters, and she's also helping us sort through some of the knitted critter entries. What do you like so far, Nicola?
Well, unlike you, I really like the octopus or the octopi.
No, I love the octopi.
Yeah, I see.
They're my favourites.
Right. but we have several. Like, there's like.
We have 55 of them.
Really?
All I said is we've probably talked enough about them on the show.
I see.
Yeah.
I am particularly enamoured of the set, the matching set of hot water bottle covers, which, when I was a kid, particularly being from Southland, we would get hot water bottles with covers on.
Mm-hmm.
But this is amazing. This one's got a Red Admiral butterfly. They've all got butterflies and moths on them, which is just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, that's an early leader.
There's a beanie and scarf that is a Capola gecko.
Wow. Yeah,
which is just awesome. We've got snails and we've got a kiwi that was so good we kind of thought it was a bought one.
We just got it out of the box and we were like, oh, someone's just bought this from a souvenir shop. But no, it is a hand crafted kiwi, and then there's a little sticker on it that says, please press me. How have they...
You have to press it again to make it stop, by the way.
That is amazing. What else you got there?
I have just unboxed a bumblebee, which I really love. How much? Oh, and that somebody has made an incredible jersey for maybe a two-year-old with a Maui dolphin on it.
Yeah.
There are some really, really talented, clever people out there
in
New Zealand.
I'm not sure.
It's a kind of a woolen jumpsuit.
Yeah.
I saw a penguin hat, which I love. There are many, many penguins.
Yeah.
Penguins seem to be the go. Look, catch.
A small gecko.
Small gecko.
Green gecko.
Hat with a tui on the front.
That is very cool. They've done this little wattle out of white wool. We're just going through the boxes and boxes of entries.
I love you. This hat's got a spider on the top. That's cool. Mm. If you had any friends who were a little bit arachnophobic.
What sort of spider is it? Can you tell me?
Yeah, sure. I think that is the six-eyed spider, which we've discussed before.
Great. But bumblebee isn't a native, is it?
Bumblebee is not a native, but maybe it's an interpretation of one of our native bees.
Yeah,
I'm going to let it slide.
Yeah. What's this one? Erica, you haven't opened this up.
What, Erica?
Oh, please call it.
It's the old Friday afternoon mailbag. Pretty exciting. If you're still keen to take part, we have a free post. So if you head to rnz.co.nz/knitacritter, it's got all the information, it's got the rules of entry, and basically we're asking you to knit a native species. We've just opened up a new one.
And we've got a Pau Elephanta giant carnivorous land snail, which is about, it looks like a couch cushion, isn't it?
It's the size of a pumpkin.
Yeah. It's beautiful. I also like that it came in a wine box.
And it's got beautiful blue eyes. We have taken a photo of Nicola surrounded by these beautiful creations. And so if you'd like a little taster of what we've received so far, head to the website rnz.co.nz/Jesse, where you'll also see a photo of something slightly more unsightly than Nicola Tookie.
Slightly.
A maggot. Slightly. A gravel maggot. Although, I've got to say, with its creamy caramel texture, there's something a little appealing.
Oh, good.
Could be a delicious chocolate, a Gillian chocolate.
Could be. That might be pushing the boat out. Maybe. Yeah, so we're doing this because, you know what? So tomorrow is the beginning of Conservation Week. The theme this year is Nature Needs Us, and who needs us more than Schmeagle, the gravel maggot? Mm. And I'm not sure if you recall, Jesse, but exactly 4 years ago, you and I had a conversation on the radio, and you were giving me quite a tough interview about corporate sponsorship. And I realised you weren't probably paying much attention to my bureaucratic speaking.
Doesn't sound like me.
And so in the end, I said, you know what, Jesse, the problem is everyone wants to sponsor a kakapo or a kiwi, and nobody cares about Schmeagle the gravel maggot.
Yeah.
And Critter was born.
Yeah.
But then we let him down. We didn't go on to talk about him. So today, Schmeagle is for you.
Great.
So Schmeagle the gravel maggot is one of our nationally critical species. It lives in the, it is essentially a type of sea slug that lives in the interstitial spaces, so the gaps in the gravel on south coast beaches in Wellington. It was discovered in 1979. And sometimes scientists, aren't they creative? Somebody who named it, the genus, says the genus takes its name from the pallid, sometimes subterranean Tolkien character Schmeagle, who we also know as Gollum, from Lord of the Rings, which I think is quite good as well.
Yeah, and this is pre Wellington, Peter Jackson, Weta movie hype, right? This is someone who's named him after the Smeagol of the novels.
That's correct. And so pretty fascinating little thing that, you know, kind of... Actually, while we're on it, how do you pronounce Schmeagol? I say Schmeagol. Erica says Smeagol.
Mm,
we had an argument this week about
it. I'm with Erica.
I've let the side down.
Schmeagol sounds better, but there's no reason you should be putting a shush in there. It's just SM, right?
I think maybe I'm channeling Gollum.
Maybe Gollum would say it like that. Yeah. Schmeagol. Okay.
So basically, this is a tiny little slug. It's an air-breathing slug and related to slugs and snails, but it is found in that kind of intertidal zone. It's about a centimetre long and... Yeah, it doesn't. It's pretty much white, except you can kind of see through the guts of it. And it's only been found on Wellington's south coast, but there are four other species in the Schmeagle genus. Three in Australia and one in Kaikoura. And one of the things that we're probably worried about is that with all the uplift from the Kaikoura earthquakes, well, you know, the sea floor rose up by a metre, and you'll remember all the footage of the power kind of rotting and dying.
Yeah.
We're not quite sure what's happened to the Schmeagle gravel maggot up there.
What does Schmeagle like to eat?
What is it like to eat, or what does it like
what
to eat?
What does it like to eat, yeah.
We think it probably feeds on the decaying seaweed, the little bits of nutrients coming off that. It doesn't have a bottom jaw, but it has tiny little small teeth, which in the snail world you call radula, which it uses to scrape food off the surface of the stones. So we don't know much about it, except that it's got a wonderful name, and because it is so restricted in terms of habitat, it immediately bumps it right up our threatened species list.
Why doesn't it just spread its wings? Well, it doesn't have wings, but spread its radula and find some other beaches to hang out on.
Well, I think part of the issue, and it's a lot like much of our other snail and slug fauna around New Zealand, is doesn't move very far, doesn't disperse larvae into the sea, and consequently the ability for it to spread far and wide is limited by the fact it's 1 centimetre long and, you know, doesn't move very fast.
If you were to take a look at this gravel maggot objectively and give me a ranking out of 1 to 10 for its physical attractiveness, what would you say?
I'm going to give it a 1.
Mm.
It's number 1. it's peaked.
Let's hear it for the ones of the world. It's great. You can check out a photo of it online. And what do you got planned for Conservation Week next week?
Well, apart from tonight, I'll see you on the project. We're going to be talking about climate change, actually. Okay. Pestival.
You know how to brawl in the viewers.
Yeah. Bet you're looking forward to that.
No. I know that you couldn't possibly make climate change boring even if you tried. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks, Jesse. Yeah, we've got the festival tomorrow, so I look forward to seeing all the Aucklanders there. Later next week, I'm travelling to Wellington and I'm giving a talk at Zealandia on the 18th called Nature Rich and Future Proof.
You're a bit like the Queen. You probably only know what you're doing today, and then tomorrow you'll wake up and look at the itinerary and
I'll just look at Erica.
Looks lovely. Nicola Tookie is DOC's Threatened Species Ambassador, and it's lovely to see you in person. If you'd like to see her in person yourself, there's a photo of her online surrounded by woolly toys. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you have to go back to the start of this interview. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thanks, Jesse.